This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee. All right, so the first time that I went to my Facebook page to post something, realized my account was frozen and I was in Facebook jail, was when I posted something saying, "Hey, listen, they've got to be lying about when COVID first started circulating." Had to at least be the fall, if not early fall of 2019. And I got a warning on there, fake news, blah, blah. My account was locked down. So I was absolutely fascinated by this morning. I must have been the FBI covering up for Joe Biden and China. This gives you, folks, don't forget who China is, okay? And this is just to remind you this morning who China is. Because we got all these people running around Capitol Hill like, "Oh, China's our best friend. I don't want to make them mad." Headline. Biden administration suppressed report linking service members to early COVID outbreak in, I'm sorry, where? Wuhan? Remember we were told that was fake news? Yeah, it looks like U.S. service members contracted COVID-19 as early as October 2019. Weird. They went to China for the 2019 World Military Games and became ill with coronavirus. I'm sure that was an accident. The Department of Defense confirmed the 7 U.S. service members who attended the 2019 World Military Games exhibited COVID-19-like symptoms. Yeah, they sent them home to get us sick is what they did. You know how you know? Biden hit it, or at least his administration did. The Biden administration was required by law to release the report to the public more than 2 years ago. They didn't. Remember when Congress passed the law, Lee, saying all of the COVID intel had to be declassified? Laws don't mean anything to Democrats. Instead, the report was not made public until the Trump administration uploaded it to the DOD's website. So actually complying with the law, something Democrats never do. But it's worse than that. The report contradicts the Biden administration's 2021 statement, where they claimed that no service members contracted the virus at the games. They were covering for China. And Lee, I just hearing the hysteria this morning, this idea that, oh, we can just continue. I mean, again, let's go back to December, Wall Street Journal, FBI. China has infiltrated our networks. They are inside our water treatment plants. China has found ways to compromise our ports. They are inside of our electric grid. They may be able to shut it down. That's just December.
Yeah, those are not right-wing conspiracy theories either. Those are
Wall Street
serious national security concerns.
This idea that we can just continue with the status quo And it's not, and it's going to be fine. And everything's great. We love China, and China is not our enemy. No, that is absolute delusion. And we had that FBI warning at the end of the year. I did a whole podcast on it. I mean, you know, but let's just remember just for a second who China is, okay? Because we have got to shift these supply lines home, especially for the pharmaceuticals that Trump is going to be talking about, I think, later on today. Here's Danielle DiMartino Booth. She's the CEO of Money Strong, regularly on CNBC, with a great reminder of who China is and why we need to decouple from China, both their direct supply lines, but also, I mean, when you have China now owning a third of the factories in Cambodia, when you're tariffing Cambodia, you're tariffing China. They are everywhere. They are dug in, and they're clearly at war with us. Here's Danielle DiMartino Booth on COVID.
I will say this much, and if you're listening, write it down. In late November, word had already gotten off of the mainland that there was a virus in Wuhan. 6 weeks later, the trade truce was signed with an out clause, a very clever out clause that the Chinese made sure was in there that said if there was any kind of act of God pandemic, then they didn't have to make good on what they had committed to buy from the United States. Within days, they announced the first coronavirus. So, did the Chinese know damn well that this thing was running around the world for 6 weeks before they shut down Wuhan? Yes, they did. Is that criminal? Yes, it is. Does it deserve to go in front of a world tribunal? Yes, it does. Because we know that it was the unfettered travel that made this thing a global phenomenon.
Let's not forget who China is. Relying on China is a great American stupid strategy. We need to bring this stuff home. And it's a matter of national security, too. We cannot let them get any more market share. We just can't.
Maybe this time we can fix stupid.
Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot of opposition. A lot of people love stupid in Congress.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Meanwhile, speaking of stupid, Center for Immigration Studies, Lee, I'll never forget it. 2019 found that in the previous 5 years, 39 million cases of fraud by illegal immigrants using American social security numbers. One of their favorite things to do is to use kids' social security numbers. People don't tend to notice as much. They stole some other ones. Some of them used by as many as 1,000 illegals, single number. How is that possible, right? Don't you think their systems would catch it? Well, they're designed not to catch it. Do you see what happened overnight? This is just common sense stuff, okay? Head of the IRS to resign in protest this agency inks deal to share tax data on illegal immigrants with the Department of Homeland Security. She's mad. She's mad because she loved it when the illegals could break the law on her watch. She was good with it, probably even rigged a system so they could do it. And now they're not going to get to do it anymore, and she's mad. She is super, super mad. 7 million illegal immigrants use social security numbers illegally to work and to have businesses. Trump wants to know where they are. A really easy way to get that information is to go find the lawbreakers. A great American tradition, Lee, finding lawbreakers.
No. So why wouldn't you want that to be shared?
I don't know.
Within government agencies.
I don't know.
When it is against the law, why should it not be, you know, shared with a federal agency that investigates crimes in the U.S.?
Now, this is separate, by the way, from the 5.5 million Social Security numbers that Joe Biden illegally and secretly gave illegal immigrants. That's a separate group. Okay, we got to go after them, too. But this is 7 million people committing fraud. Okay, why is Trump going after them first? Well, number one, we have their addresses. You know what else we got? This is why you're going to hear yelling about this. We got the addresses of where they work. We have the addresses of where their businesses are because they're committing Social Security ID fraud. And what did Trump say we would do first? We're going to go after the criminals first. We're going to go after those who came here and committed crimes on top of the crime of breaking into our country. That's who this is. She resigns? No, no, no. That illegal immigrant should be able to keep using your granddaughter's social security number to run a lawn care business after running Americans out of business. It's not fair if they can't. That's her argument. That's it, right there. Do you know what this is going to be like when we get these businesses out of here, when we get these jobs back? What happens when 7 million illegals can't work?
Well, suddenly, American, yeah, exactly. Yes, and American citizens are going to be getting jobs.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. One of the best interviews I ever did was with an economics professor, came on like the third year I was here. And he said something so profound. I wish I still had the audio, but I don't have it. He said, listen, 1980s, you screw up. Okay. You didn't graduate from high school. You dropped out. You've got maybe some petty crime on your record. What can you do to still live a middle-class lifestyle? Or a lower middle class, very respectable lifestyle, you can go work in a chicken processing plant. It's not fun, but it pays really well. And he said, okay, so that's the 1980s, right? Fast forward to now. The hourly wage at a chicken processing plant is exactly the same as it was in the 80s. Why? Flooding the market. Mm-hmm. Illegally, this is not legal stuff, with illegal immigrant labor. What happens if you unflood the market? Well, we've already seen it in Florida. Wages went through the roof, and it happened fast. Again, how do you work in the chicken processing plant? You steal somebody's social security number because she's still in diapers. That's fraud. Here's the other thing, Lee. We've got to stop this, okay? We've got to stop this mentality of, well, but my chicken will go up. Okay. Then you know what? Let's have a debate. Let's have the national debate. We'll decide how many visas that we're going to give out, and we're going to do this thing legally. And then we can debate about it. Oh, wow, my wages went down. I don't like giving visas to illegals. That's the argument politicians are afraid to have.
What about your taxes going up because of the additional benefits that these people are claiming and getting,
yeah,
which shouldn't be to begin with?
Nope. That's fraud, too. We're going to have all that kind of fraud. So here's the good news out of the IRS this morning. By the way, Trump is firing 25% of them. Bam, out the door. Bye-bye. Get these people who facilitated this, because you cannot have 39 million illegals over 5 years illegally using social security numbers. You cannot have 7 million illegals using social security numbers right now to work and run their businesses without complicity by the leadership, by the middle management. Fire them all.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.